This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. It's just like, it doesn't make sense.
Have any specific thing you want to talk about?
Yeah, man, we got some listener questions.
Oh yeah,
we did. Listener questions in the evening.
But what if people are listening to us in the morning?
Well, we're talking. Well, actually, it's not even the evening anymore. I guess it's nighttime.
Yeah.
Whatever. Leave it. Listener questions in the nighttime or the morning. Maybe the afternoon.
That's
did, I cover, did I cover everything?
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Perfect.
Listener questions for you. Yeah.
Well, it's for all of us, I guess.
Right.
In fact, this is going to be a very Nick-centric listener question episode.
But, oh. Nick because, has lots of good questions.
Well, he sent in a whole bunch of questions.
Okay.
So you ready? Ready for the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on rereading Watchmen before jumping into Doomsday Clock?
Oh, you want me to answer that first?
Yeah, I don't remember if we talked about it last time.
I didn't. I rewatched a movie, but I didn't reread the series.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I also did not reread the series. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that the Doomsday Clock comic was coming out. But the Watchmen movie has been on TV a lot lately. I think it had more to do with Justice League.
Uh-huh.
But I have watched the Watchmen movie like probably another 3 or 4 times recently because it's just been on TV a lot.
Yeah. No. One night, one of the kids were at a friend's house. My daughter was out and about like normal. And my oldest son, who is also the comic nerd, he was like, hey, let's watch Watchmen before Doomsday Clock comes. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. So,
hang on, let me, you have to twist my arm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's, so. I'm glad that my kids are starting to get old enough to do stuff like that. Where it's like, oh, I want to watch this. I'm like, okay, what else am I going to do? You want to sit and watch all of Young Justice again? Okay.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
I guess
no,
so.
We will not have fun for 3 consecutive days of vacation. But, I mean, for me, I don't think you really have to reread it. But, I mean, you know, if you want to.
Yeah, right. Like it was good because it was like a refresher course.
Right. But I think that, I mean, the first issue basically brought up a whole lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think rereading Watchmen would have answered any of those questions. Like, I think the first issue of Doomsday Clock gave you enough information to kind of fill you in. Or to, I guess, even to refresh.
Yeah.
Well, enough. Like
I think, yeah, I'm right there with you. It's new reader friendly, but I think digging back or even watching the movie, it enhances the experience.
Right. I think what I might end up doing is after Doomsday Clock is out, like completed, maybe the next big read that I'm going to do, I'll just go back and I'll read all of Watchmen and like straight through everything, like the before Watchmen stuff, the Watchmen stuff, and then Doomsday Clock.
Yeah,
so I think that'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. There was a couple. I'm glad Nick asked this question because there was a couple things. Remember, I texted you about that I wanted to talk about from Doomsday Clock number one that I forgot to talk about on air.
I don't remember. I remember you talking to me that you forgot to bring up that Porky Pig was in the Batman annual.
Yeah, yeah, that. And the Batmobile 66.
Right.
Car, yeah. But the Doomsday Clock starts off on the day.
Oh, yeah.
That the Death of Superman comic book hits the fan. hits the stands.
Yes.
And it's told, as we get told by like Rorschach's journal, of it could be this day or this day.
And right.
That's because like in the UK it was the following day.
That
the book came out. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's little things like that that I think. I mean, there are a bunch of writers that do things like that really well, but. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of Jeff Johns' strong points. That, I mean, this isn't like an obscure story, but he's always had a way of taking like little details that you might not notice and throwing them in and having it like when you realize it, you're just like, oh. And yeah, like I think we were talking about that as soon as we finished recording the episode. We were like, oh, we forgot to talk about this.
Yeah, yeah.
But... yeah, the date thing is definitely really cool.
And since we're on the same subject, like last week, my theory was that either that Renee Montoya would be the new Rorschach.
Yeah.
Right? Well, as you know, or as our listeners might or might not know, Nick... started rereading 52, The Event.
Okay.
And I started reading 52, The Event.
Okay.
You started it too, right?
Well, this I was started it I was going to get to this later.
Well, we'll get to all of it, but reading 52 and seeing Renee Montoya write in the journal. Right?
Maybe.
It like shifts that because as soon as like I read the first page that she's in or the first issue that she's in, I'm like, oh my god, I'm right. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up real fast.
Oh, that's fine. We will get back to 52, I'm sure, once we finish the Watchmen thing.
Okay.
Are you done with the Watchmen thing?
I am.
Perfect. So 52. like you said, the next question Nick had was, will we be getting an update where you two are in 52 Event? Because he's loving it. Our friend started reading 52 and talking to us about it. And we both realized that we really like 52, I think. And yeah. We were going to read it at some point again anyway. But pretty much this... decided like made up our minds for us, right?
Yeah, well, I reread it at least once a year. That's one of my rereads for the year. Like I try to pick like a huge story, say, whether it's Scalped 1-60 or you know something,
right?
And 52 is usually one that I'll reread from week 1 to 52 to the offshoots that came after it.
Right.
And, yeah. I am actually, when I go to bed tonight and turn on my, or fire it up, I'll be on week 20.
Week 20? Holy crap.
Yeah.
So much for keeping pace.
But oh. I might not, because I've also started reread of Spawn also.
Ah.
Because it's December, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, like, I'll fall behind on new things, probably. I mean, besides the new stuff that comes out that I really want to read, like, right away.
Right.
Because the Friday before Christmas will be the last day that I have to work until the 2nd. So I'll have, like, 10 days off paid. So I'll be doing a lot of reading then, too.
Well, coincidentally, I also will be off, except I have to still work the Saturday before Christmas. But then I am off until the 3rd. And I also was planning on doing a lot of reading then. Because like you, I read a lot. And I'm falling behind on current stuff that aren't at the top of my list. And because of that, I figured I was going to wait until my little Christmas vacation to start reading 52. But then listening to you and Nick talk about it, I just started before. I'm 2 issues in again. And I'm just forgetting everything else I wanted to read, I guess.
Yeah. And see, and I think that's the reason why I'm up to week 20.
Right.
Is because when I dive back into it, it's...
Yeah, once it picks up, it really picks up.
Well, it's not just that. There's, like, stuff that... Man, I probably reread this whole story, like, 20 times, I would say, since it came out.
Okay.
And, like, each time, there's, like, stuff I pick up on every time that I didn't pick up on before, or, you know, that type of thing.
Okay.
And I love it, because it's not really, like, main superhero character-driven, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the group, the main core people, you know? And I think that's why I enjoy it so much.
Well, in the first 2 issues... It's really, so far, it's, I mean, you have Ralph is obviously a main part of it. Mm-hmm. But besides him, it's Booster and Skeets. And then you have Renee and The Question are like the only people that are, you know, really involved with stuff. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's not the main people. It's, you know, I mean, they're like,
it's not, the main not people, even, but in the story, well, but it's the not main, main people that we're used to.
Players, right.
Yeah. Right.
They're like C-level characters, you know, I mean, occasionally they bump up a bit, but it's not, you know, the main core of the Justice League.
Right.
So, but yeah, it's, I forgot how much I liked it. Cause I've not read this in a long while. And that's why I was like, if Ronnie's going to do it, we got to get back into this and I got to read it too.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just so much stuff. And basically, like you said, the characters that you just named, plus maybe like Black Adam. And right. Then, I can't think of her name now. The lady that becomes his wife.
Oh,
it starts with an A. I know I'm just totally blanking on it, but, after those two, though, I mean, that's basically your whole,
yeah,
your whole, who's centered around, you know what I mean?
Right. Throughout
the whole thing. And I liked it that, you know, this is the follow-up to Crisis to,
mm-hmm.
So, like, it's that gap, and it's actually the first time that a weekly comic was done for DC, at least, like, as an event. You know, since then, we've had, like, Batman Eternal and Batman and Robin Eternal.
Yeah. And Futures Countdown, End and...
Countdown. Because then, after this, then we went back, you know, 52, 51, 50, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
Which I still enjoyed, but I didn't enjoy it as much as this.
Right.
And the covers, man, oh my god.
Yeah, they're really good.
Like, and this is what I love, and it might be my whole coming full circle thing. Like, I love songs that start with one lyric, and then at the end of the song, they end with the first lyric. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, cover number one... is almost exactly like cover 52.
Oh, yeah.
With a little different tweaks, you know.
Right.
So the story also visually has come full circle, you know.
Yeah, and it's just... what year did 52 come out? It was...
2009, I think.
Okay. So it was like just under 10 years ago or so.
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah, because it's nice if you think about it. Because if they were to do an event like that now, mm-hmm. it seems like they would be changing a lot of things on the fly.
Oh, it came out May 10th, 2006.
Oh, okay.
Is when week one hit. But yes, you're correct.
You know, like it seems like the time that this came out, they had this idea for the story. And I mean, they put their heavy hitter writers on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Johns and Morrison and Wade and
Rucka.
Yeah, yeah. And, I think it was.
And layouts by Giffen.
Yeah. You know, yeah. But I mean, the people coming up with the story and everything, mm-hmm. that's, I mean, even still today, they're huge names.
Right, yep.
And it's basically, hey, this is the idea. Come up with your story. And they planned the whole thing out and they said, all right. And like you said, with the covers, they gave it, you know, like it seems like if this was done now, they would have the ideas, but based off of, I don't know, like it seems like they would shift direction if they didn't think it was selling as well, or if people were like so outspoken about it or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a very good point, because I don't think this event, as good as it is, as great as it is, would thrive in 2017 like it did then.
Hmm.
Do you think so?
You know, it's weird that I think there would be a very vocal minority of people who absolutely love it. And there would be a very vocal minority of people who don't understand why Batman and Superman aren't in every issue.
Right.
How can you have an event without the Trinity?
Right, yeah.
And then there would be everybody else would just kind of be like, meh, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. and dude, I mean, just think how monumental it was back then. Because how the hell are we going to sell a book a week?
Yeah.
Without the Trinity in it, right?
Right.
And but I didn't even look at. Of course, the book that I ordered, one of them, was the omnibus for this. Was 52 omnibus, which Nick asked last, or at the beginning of this week, I think.
Right. What the hardcovers were that you couldn't remember?
Yeah.
What was that one in the Teen Titans one?
Teen Titans Volume 4 hardcover, right. Yeah. The new Teen Titans, so the old stuff.
The omnibus for this mm-hmm. is the first 26.
The omnibus?
Yeah, is it the whole run in one book? Or?
Yeah, it's the whole run.
Oh, Jesus, how heavy is that book?
It's freaking, it's like two S encyclopedia books.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Because
so it's basically just like, here it is on my shelf type thing. Like, I haven't even unwrapped it.
Right.
Because I'm reading it now. Digitally. Yeah.
Yeah, because the digital I have, it splits it in half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's why I wasn't.
Is yours the omnibus, though?
Yeah. Volume one. Yeah, it's volume one and two.
Yeah, mine's just the complete omnibus.
Oh.
Which maybe I'll have to unwrap it and make sure, but when I bought it, I thought
for you're going to open it up. The whole thing. It turns out it's 13 issues and then a bunch of sketches.
Yeah, because I think it was actually like 2 Bitcoin to purchase. You know what I mean? So right. It wasn't cheap. But yeah, dang, now I'll have to double check that.
Yeah, because it's interesting to see how events happen these days. You know, I mean, like the big Marvel events, people get so pissed off at that it's like nuts.
Well, it's not just Marvel events though, it's like DC events too.
Well, but I'm saying like the last, like, I don't even remember, when was it that Captain America joined Hydra?
Last April.
Was that last year? Yeah. Mm-hmm. People went totally freaking insane during that.
Yeah.
Completely insane.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're comic book readers. How do you not understand? You have to read a whole story before you can come to any conclusions.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but.
And like, I just, like, as you know, I talked to Donnie Cates for the Aftershock Central podcast.
Right.
And his Doctor Strange run, like, and his Thanos part, like, it came out before the Thor movie came out. And okay. So they were like, oh, Donnie wrote that in there just for the Thor movie, or vice versa, you know? And he's been working on it since, like, C2E2 last year, since, like, last April. You know what I mean? So, and, like, Nick Spencer, like, he didn't know that the world was going to, America was going to turn upside down. You know what I'm saying?
True.
A year before he wrote it. It just, fortunately, unfortunately, however you want to look at it, came out at that time.
Right.
But, yeah. And I think a lot of things, event-wise, in 52 happen also, you know what I'm saying, that are still relevant without, like, I know you and I have talked about it, especially, like, on this podcast. Like, that's one thing that I love about rereading this, is it's not dated because of the days that it tells me. You know what I mean? Or because certain presidents in office or whatever.
Right.
Which, I mean, there are some, a couple of dated things, but, you know, there's...
Yeah, but it's not crazy.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, you know, as great as I liked Secret Empire, for example, the event,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could go back and reread it with the same enthusiasm I did the first time around, like, next year, per se.
Right. See, and that's kind of the thing. How often do you have an event that, it? I mean, especially a 52-issue event? Where you're like, man, I really want to read this again, and it has the same kind of impact. You know? I mean, like, Batman Eternal was 52 issues.
Right.
And I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. But that's not the kind of thing I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm going to go back and read 52 issues of Batman Eternal.
Right, yeah.
You know? I mean, maybe at some point I would. But it's not, you know, like, something like 52, you can read... And read again, because you're just like, man, this just, like, it hits.
Yeah. When it initially came out, were you getting it in floppies?
No, I read it after the fact.
Okay. Because that was one, like, I want to say, like, 03, 04, I took a break from books or whatever. Right. And then about this time was the time that I started coming back, like, full bore. And just knowing that I had a week, or not a week, but an issue of 52 in my pull box every time I went to the LCS was, like, amazing. Because every time I read one, I was like, oh, I need more of it. And I think for me, it's because it wasn't the Trinity. You know what I mean? It focused on other characters.
Yeah.
Which I think I'm on record, even though maybe that episode hasn't came out yet, that this is my favorite event of all time.
Yeah, I don't think that one came out.
Well, I don't think so either. Cause it's our 20 questions one, right?
Yeah, I think that's when it was.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, besides... And I'm saying, like, Marvel and DC. I put this one first, and then the second one's a Marvel one, and everybody will laugh at me, but it's the one I swindled you down on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's just like looking back on them. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Where you were when this issue came out or that issue came out. It's the nostalgia purpose, but also like rereading it now, what, 11 years later?
Right.
It still holds up and is just as great as when I was reading it back then.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree. I haven't read it like you have, but, you know, definitely, I mean, just the first two issues, reading them again, I'm just like, you know, this is everything I remembered it being.
And like for me, like this was the first time I read Detective Chimp. Well, not this time, but back then, right? And I was like, oh, dude, I need more of him. And then the superheroes action figures.
Okay. Right?
Like from the 80s when we were growing up.
Right.
I can't remember what they were called, but.
I forget. I have them all, though.
Yeah. Dr. Nice. Fate and Green Arrow were my favorite, too.
Okay.
And so, like, and having the Dr. Fate story in here, plus the emotional part with Ralph from Identity Crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just awesome. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, this is good stuff. And I think we're... I
can't believe that Martin's never read it.
Seriously?
Yes, he's never read it. This will be his first read, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Remind me to make fun of him later for that.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're probably going to do, like, full-on book club on this, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, so we will get way more in-depth with the story at some other point. Or probably many other points, because I figure, I don't know how we were going to do it. Maybe we'll do a month at a time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Or like every time, I mean, at least let the listeners know like where we're at, what weeks we are, you know what I mean?
Right, but I mean, if you'll probably finish it before I'm halfway through at the rate you're going.
Well, I'll probably finish it twice. but yes, definitely.
Yeah, but maybe we'll do every... 6-8 issues.
Yeah, that's cool.
Start.
Yeah. And we can talk to Nick and Martin and have a book club.
Yeah.
Actually about it, because I'd like to get Martin's initial response to it, because
right.
if he's never read it before, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know Nick likes it just as much as we do, so.
You know what? Now I'm going to, after I finish reading it, I'm going to do a year-long reread. I'm going to start it on May 10th. And every day, I'm going to read just what they say is happening on that day.
That week?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I've never done that. That would be cool.
Each issue. Week 1, day 3. I'm like, oh, it's May 12th. I can read this page and a half today.
I thought you meant like week 1 of...
Oh, no. Well, you know how each issue, you know,
yeah, but...
one, day 1... Week yeah. 1, day 2. There you go. I'm going to break it up like that and just read a couple pages a day for an entire year. What a colossal waste of time.
It wouldn't be a waste of time.
No, yeah, maybe but you know, if at you some read point, like, I would like...
one issue a week, like it was when it came out, then it might be a lot cooler than what you're saying.
I don't know.
Yes, next question. How about that?
Because
I can talk all day about 52 or so.
Next question. Ronnie, thank you for watching Supergirl. Not really a question. Nick wanted to know if you will take the Supergirl challenge, and mm-hmm. judges have ruled yes.
yeah.
Apparently, we have to cover everything DC. So one of us has to watch Supergirl, and you have been nominated and seconded, and it has passed the quorum.
Well, see, now, like, this mid-season finale of Supergirl, I was planning on watching.
Okay.
Because it introduces the Legion of Superheroes.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still not watching.
Yeah, see, and I'm, like, kind of intrigued about it, but then, like, on one hand, it's like, oh, it's the Legion of Superheroes. I really love them. And then on the other hand, it's like,
they're all
Supergirl.
They're all just going to be dating each other and miserable.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, here's the thing is, like, it's the Supergirl on CW, right? Because I loved Supergirl and the Legion of Superheroes when it came out in, like, 06 or 07, whenever that was. But this is 90210 style Supergirl, so yeah.
Next question. Thoughts on Michael Cray? Is it keeping up with Warren Ellis's The Wildstorm?
We're only 2 issues in on it, right?
Yeah, issue 3 comes out this week.
Okay. Here's my initial thoughts on it. Like, how do I put it? Like, the
art sucks, and the story is interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not as interesting as I would hoped it would be, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, the story's interesting, don't get me wrong, and it's a good book. But I was just like, maybe because The Wildstorm, that book is so awesome.
Yeah, that is very good.
And with him being in the main title of that book, you know, right. He had awesome parts in it, then maybe it was one of those overhyped parts that I do, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then, well, like, after issue 1, like, the cliffhanger in that, I'm like, what the hell? Because I didn't expect DC Universe characters to be in it.
Right. So that's the thing. When Wildstorm first came out, or when it was first announced, didn't they say it was going to be
its own thing, right?
I thought so, but then I thought I saw somewhere else that it might mix in. But, like, okay, there's no way it can, though, right?
Not with the Green Arrow that we have in Rebirth.
Right. Okay, I'm just checking, because it seems like, spoilers, he's just going to be killing a whole bunch of members of the Justice League.
Yeah, right. Because they're dicks.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, Oliver Queen is, what's that one show with Ice, or what's the one movie with Ice-T? It's kind of like The Condemned with Stone Cold, too. Like, where everybody's hunting, you know, just for the pleasure of the rich people.
Oh. I know what you're talking about.
But that's the way it seems, right? Like, Oliver just drops people on this island and then he goes and hunts them down.
I mean,
for the sport of it, old chum.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. Maybe it happens on Earth X.
Oh, maybe. But he's not a Nazi.
Well, I mean, Earth X TV show's Nazis, but maybe Earth X here is where dicks.
Too many Earths. But yeah, like, at the end of the second issue, they're like, oh, you have to go. He's a cop. He's a bad cop. And you're like, oh, yeah. Interesting. That looks like Barry Allen. They're like, his name is Barry Allen. You're like, wait, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I'll tell you that.
I like it a lot.
I'm not too fond of the art, like you said, but, I mean, it's not like JRJR terrible.
No. No. Definitely not that bad. But, like, I don't know. It seems like the art on this, to me, at least issue 2, I don't remember issue 1 being as bad as the second one. I don't know if it's the same artist or not.
I thought issue 1 of Michael Cray was kind of like on par to the same
art like,
as the Wildstorm.
Yeah, so this is what I'm wondering, and I don't know if this ever happens, but they have the art done, and then something, you know, all of the digital files are corrupted, and they have to redo it really quick. And, I mean, it looks like they redrew this book in like a day and a half.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's super sloppy. That, like, I mean, it's just a mess. But that being said, the story's, I'm enjoying the story so much I can get past the art on this. So
yeah, I'm right there with you. I still think that the main book is better.
Oh yeah,
but the side story here enhances also, kind of.
Right.
I mean, because it doesn't enhance the overall story really.
Right.
So.
But I mean, at least that we know of yet.
Well, yeah, that we know of yet, right.
You know, I mean, there's, who knows, we're only two issues in.
Yeah.
And again, I don't even know how many issues it's supposed to be.
The Wildstorm is 24, 25 issues, I think.
Yeah, I mean, at least according to the cover.
Yeah, that's how many ticks there are, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I think it was 24, but I don't remember. When's the next? That next? We should be getting another issue of that soon too, right? Yeah. Did we just get one?
No.
Issue 9 came out maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't remember.
2 weeks ago, yeah, something like that.
Okay. That's it for the listener questions.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I posed the question on Twitter relatively late in the day. I did have a question for you though.
Okay.
I was thinking about this because. I am getting myself, through my children, a PS4, and I got myself, through Santa, 3 of the old Batman games. Mm-hmm. What is it? Batman, Arkham Asylum.
Origins.
Yeah, I got whatever the first 3 of them were. Even though I've played them, I'm like, they're only $15, and I'm going to get them all to play. Mm-hmm. So I started thinking, what is your favorite, like DC video game? Ooh.
That's a good one. Oh.
I mean, because there's been a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm just getting a PS4 now, and I didn't have a PS3, so I missed a whole bunch.
Yeah.
But.
See, I don't like fighting games like Mortal Kombat, so I can't really go in with Injustice, even though I liked it, right?
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what system it came out on. I think it was the 64 or the Super NES. Yes, it was Superman on the Nintendo 64.
64. Mm. That was a good game.
Yeah, that I probably played the crap out of that one. And I guess it was on the PS1 too.
Was it? I don't remember. I remember playing on the N64. Yeah,
because that was like one of the first ever like open world superhero games,
right?
Or that I believe it's like the new Superman Avengers, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, I don't remember. I never had it, but a friend of mine did, and I pretty much lived at his house. Mm-hmm. So I played a lot of that game back then when we weren't playing GoldenEye or Star Fox.
Yeah, it's actually called Superman, the new Superman Adventures.
Okay.
It's most of the time it's just called Superman 64.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it came out in 99. But
man.
I do like the Telltale game, the Telltale Batman game.
Okay.
I like all the Telltale games, basically. Like they have The Walking Dead, they have The Wolf Among Us, which is a Fables one.
Okay.
Game of Thrones one.
Never heard of it.
But yes, I really enjoyed the Batman one and the Walking Dead ones.
Yeah, I think for me, I was thinking about it. I'm gonna have to go with the Lego Batman 3, just because. Okay. I mean, one, I would play it with my kids, which was kind of fun. And right. The fact that my kids would know who these completely random, you know, bizarre DC heroes are. Mm-hmm. Because there's like 200 playable characters or something in the game. But I think that's the reason I liked it so much. That there are so many characters that you can unlock. And also, I mean, not only is it open world, but you literally can go to like all the different Green Lantern planets,
yeah,
and like all kinds of stuff, and just explore and do stuff.
Is Batman 3 like the superheroes one?
Yeah, Batman 2 was the one that took place in Gotham, which was it was also fun. Yeah, you can have, you know, like a lot of the Justice League and stuff in there, but the third one was just like, you know, everybody.
Yeah, everybody, right. Okay. Yeah, because I love the Lego games too. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're like more my speed now, because if I want to, like, well, I mean, I used to love first-person shooter games all the time.
Right.
Right? But, like, now, if I want to escape, I just want to play mindless, like, a mindless game, basically. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, the Lego, that's an awesome choice, too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, pretty much for that reason, too. It's just, it's mindless enjoyment.
Now, when you play it, do you have to fill the sprocket all the way up before you move on to the next level?
Well, okay. When I play it with my kids, we just beat levels.
Okay.
But then, you know, once we unload the free play stuff,
yeah,
either I will play it again with one of my children, or I will just go back in and like 100% the levels myself.
Because that's the OCD part of you?
Well, no. I mean, it's also fun to get, you know, that's how you get more of the characters and stuff like that to play.
Well, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because, ironically, that's what I would do, too. Because, like, Austin and I would, like, tag team it.
Right.
Like when Lego Batman 1 came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was, like, about the time when they started living with me full-time. Maybe a year or two after. And so, we always made it like an hour or so where we'd play together.
Right.
Well, he would play first, whether it was a new level or not. And then when it was my turn to play, I'd replay that level, which would make him mad because I had to fill up the sprocket before we could go on. So.
Yeah, no, we're not that bad. Like I would sit, you know, I would sit with my oldest and at the time he was probably, geez, I don't remember when the game came out. Maybe 6 or 7. It came out it was probably 5 or 6. Came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I guess. But yeah, like we would sit, and it's so funny because back then, I mean, he was like a 5 or 6 year old playing video games. So it's, you're sitting there and you're just like, all right, you're controlling Flash, so you have to do this part. Like you have to run these walls back and forth and go up to the top here and do this thing. And sometimes it would take 15, 20 minutes. But then just like randomly, some characters, he would just like fully understand everything, and be like changing the different cyborg versions and opening stuff and doing things. I'm like, how can you figure this out? But you can't just like run up.
Yeah.
But
first Lego Batman came out in 08. So.
08? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is about right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is right, but I mean, that's about when I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, those are fun. And now, I mean, there's a possibility that Santa might be bringing them the Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2 game.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. What about Hogwarts?
We have those.
You already have those.
Yeah, I mean, we have the Harry Potters, the Batmans, the Star Wars ones, the Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I think there was something else. Indiana Jones? You know what? I don't have Indiana Jones or the Pirates of the Caribbean ones. Those are the two that I know I don't have. But
I really like the Indiana Jones one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if we have... Yeah, I think we got the Force Awakens one on the Wii U, not the Xbox. And I think we have, I don't know, I think we had the first Marvel Superheroes one, and I think like the actual Lego movie game one. So
Indiana Jones, Lego Indiana Jones was the first game I bought with the Wii.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so I got the actual like whatever game, you know what I'm saying, the sports package game that comes with it.
Yeah.
And then I bought Lego Indiana Jones. Out of all the other games I could have picked, that was the one I picked. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. Indiana Jones is pretty awesome.
Well, yeah. and you get to beat up people who explode into Legos and then pick them up. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
I didn't like that.
Well, not only that, it's also good to play with younger kids because you could die a billion times and you don't run out of lives and you you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything to talk about?
I was trying to think because I know I do, but dang it, I always do this too.
You started saying before I was singing about listener questions.
Oh.
That you had two things?
Yes. Have you read DC Holiday?
No.
No?
I have it. I didn't get to it because I started reading 52.
That's it. Last episode, you're fired.
Finally free!
No, I enjoyed pretty much every story in there.
Okay.
And I might be in the minority on this one, but like I really dig the Holiday books better than like the Halloween ones.
How is that not a Holiday book?
I meant like, well, you can't call it the Christmas annual.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I guess.
Well, I mean, I can, but PR-wise, they don't. So I like the Christmas Holiday special more than the Halloween special.
Okay.
And I don't, just, I, you know, like, there's two Batman ones in there that are really cool, and you get people that aren't usually writing those characters, writing the, like, five-page story or whatever.
Okay.
And, you know, it's kind of like the first Batman proper annual that we got that had a whole bunch of stories around the holiday.
Right.
You know, like with Damian and Damian giving Jonathan the video game, you know.
Yeah.
But this seemed even more like it. Like there's a Sergeant Rock one in there with Tom King.
Tom King with that, right?
Yeah, and what's his name did the art? Dang it. I'm going to butcher it. Fresca. It's two Fs. Damn it. Fresca, Frescaella.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Francavilla?
Francavilla, yes, there you go. And then, like, well, his art's amazing anyway, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think so anyway, but...
You know, the artist, Fresco.
Fresco Fresanilla. I mean, that's how I, like, read it. I, you know. It's just in my head because I'm such a smart ass, you know. It's like, hey, it's Peter Parker, you know, to P&P, you know. It'd be like if your name was Aaron Andrews or something. You know what I mean?
You mean like Archie Andrews?
Yes, kind of like that. I'm glad you picked up where I was going with that.
Yeah, because I'm smart. I know things.
Like, even, like, there's another character or another group in there that I didn't know much about.
Okay.
They're, like, outer space, an outer space group, like an older group.
So it's the Psylords?
Kind of, yeah. The Psy something, Psy Knights, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Which I've never read before.
I think, I want to say, someone was just reading an issue of that. It was probably Mike Myers because he reads everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But someone posted a picture of the Psy Knights book on Twitter and I was like, why is anybody reading that?
Well, there is a story in it in that too. So
excellent. Yeah, I mean it's on my list of things to get to. And last week was a pretty light week for books. Mm-hmm. And I oh, no, not last week. 2 weeks ago. I meant to catch up more 2 weeks ago, and I failed miserably.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, you did.
Yeah. You know what, though? I started reading 52, so...
Yeah, that's a plus.
It's one or the other.
Yeah. See, and you were worried that we wouldn't have anything to talk about for an hour, hour and a half.
I wasn't worried. I just said, do you have any ideas?
We're trained professionals.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. there's, like I said, just that annual I really enjoyed.
Okay. How is the Faith story in it?
The what?
The Faith's Winter Super Wonder Special.
That's not in there.
Oh, goodness.
If it was in there, I would skip it just like I do one, Superwoman.
I almost
CW.
I almost got that, and then I didn't. I was like, I don't care to read a Faith holiday special book.
Yeah. You don't really care to read a Faith book, so.
That is correct. I mean, maybe I'll pick it up in trade form, but then again, maybe I won't.
Will it be in trade?
The holiday special, no, but I mean, Faith in the Future Force is, right?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
I still haven't read the last two issues of that. I just sort of fizzled.
I haven't like, read the last three issues of that.
Yeah. I read the second one thinking, oh, it's got to be better than the first one. And then I finished the second one. I'm like, yeah, I just don't even care.
So you're behind on books. Are you behind on DC books too? Well, obviously, I hadn't read the holiday special, but
I'm behind on some of them.
Okay.
But I'm current on the stuff I really like. I'm totally current on.
Like Deathstroke?
Yeah, Deathstroke I read. Like Action and Superman and Detective and, you know, stuff like that I read every week.
Yeah. Are you quitting Batman?
Yeah. I'm going to have to take a break from Batman.
Okay. Well,
listen. The last issue of Batman, while it was visually stunning, like it always is, was an episode of CW's Supergirl.
Bullcrap.
No.
Oh.
The entire thing were two couples being like, you should call him. No, you should call him. Oh, we're engaged. He should call you because he's your friend. And he goes, yeah, no. And then it's like, you should call him. And it's like, blah, 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 double date. And I'm like, don't care.
Okay. That is so couples right there, period.
Right.
Right.
It's garbage.
No,
it's not Batman. It's not Batman. I want him detecting things. I don't want him sitting and talking to his fiance about whether or not Superman is going to call him to congratulate him on being engaged. That's not a Batman book.
You didn't even think it was funny that he said that Gordon was his best friend?
It's the CW Supergirl comic form. And that's why I don't watch Supergirl. And now I'm going to take a break from Batman.
Okay. Speaking of taking a break.
Uh-oh.
And it's Batman related.
Uh-oh.
But I highly enjoyed it. You did not. Shocker on this one as well.
Now I have no idea what you're talking about, because I love everything Batman.
Gotham?
Oh, the TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that show.
You didn't like this finale?
No. That's not what I said.
Or the last minute.
I said I did not like the last minute of the mid-season finale. It ruined the episode. The rest of it was great.
How did it ruin the episode?
How is there a Joker without a Batman?
Dude, how is there a lot of things without a Batman?
No. That's
yes.
That's the one thing you can't look at it like that. Nope. It's the one thing you can't have without a Batman.
Well, he's becoming Batman now.
No, he's becoming a spoiled douche who's going to spend all his money and kick Alfred out of the house.
Okay. Yes, he is doing that. But come on. If we were in the same situation, would we not be doing that?
No. Nope.
I did that and I wasn't a millionaire.
First of all, I would never kick a butler out of my house.
Well, you would if he MI6 you in the face.
You know what, though? I probably deserved it.
Well, yeah, but at 16, you wouldn't have thought you deserved it. You would have went back to the strip club and partied like he did.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, if you're looking at it with Batman mythos, then yeah, obviously that last minute is going to suck.
No, the whole thing with the Joker bothers me on Gotham. There are some things you don't need to touch. And that's one of them. That should have been the last season of Gotham, when Bruce Wayne is sort of actually Batman, that's when the Joker should have shown up on the show. And that's how the show should end. You know, with like the two of them.
Tom Welling breaking open his shirt and getting ready to fly off on Smallville season 10.
I never watched Smallville, so.
Okay, well, it's just as cheesy as I just described it, so.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, I don't know. For me personally, they should not have the Joker on this show.
Well, you're wrong, so
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I am the horse on Ren and Stimpy. No, sir. I didn't like it.
Now, the one thing that I didn't like out of the episode is where Tabby beats the hell out of Butch, a.k.a. Solomon Grundy.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then he comes back as Butch, just by getting the hell beat out of him.
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe he just gained back some of his memories temporarily. Because, you know, like that other time when she did, you know, when he got clocked in the head and he did call her by her name. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't know if it's lasting effect or not.
But there is one thing I did like about that. Is he's not bleeding. He's dripping water, swamp water.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's a lot of things that show does really well. Mm-hmm. And the Joker is not one of them. But everything else, since Fish Mooney's not been on the show, everything about that show has been amazing.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. For me, like, each episode, each season has gotten better and better for me.
Right.
Not saying that it was garbage to begin with. I'm just saying, like, I've enjoyed each season, and then, like, this mid-season finale is, like, Jay messaged me, and he was like, Gotham, and then he was like, fuck, right?
Yeah.
And so then I was like, oh, damn, I got to watch it on lunch break now. And I watched it, and then we talked about it a little bit, but, yeah, like, if this is how it's going to be, like old mythos, like Penguin and Joker are tag team champions of Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome.
I guess the other complaint is pigs seem to be like finished pretty easily.
But did he?
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, we didn't see his body go into the morgue or anything. You know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah, that's true. And on this show, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, plus
even if we do see his body go into the morgue on this show, you never know.
True that.
But yeah, no, I mean, I'm enjoying it. It's weird. The Penguin, I think I liked him better in the first couple years. That, like, sometimes now he gets a little grating. If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But overall, I think the show is way better now. You know, and I mean, I liked it from the start. But it definitely, I would say, like, halfway through season two, it really hit a stride, and it hasn't looked back since.
Yeah. I'll tell you who annoys the hell out of me on the show, though.
The Joker, totally.
No. Barbara Gordon, or Barbara, whatever her last name is. Yes. A.K.A. Harley Quinn.
No. She's not. She's Batgirl.
No.
She's not even going to
be Batgirl. There you go. See, if you want to be pissy about the Joker before that, then how are her and Gordon going to get together and have babs?
That's something I'm trying to figure out.
Unless
why
they make it Stephanie?
But like, I mean, even if he has a kid, okay, and has a daughter, why would he name her Barbara at that point, right? After years of fighting with his ex-fiance Barbara.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. It never made sense to me that she got named after her mom in the beginning. Anyways,
I mean, unless maybe she has a kid and leaves her at his doorstep, and he decides to raise her, and somehow her name is Barbara, and she's dead and out of the picture. But I don't know.
That comes sooner than later.
Yeah.
I mean, her being dead and out of the picture.
I don't know. Now that I mention it, or you mention it, the whole thing with Poison Ivy still bugs me. Like, I liked when she was, you know, the younger Ivy hanging out with Selena. Mm-hmm. I thought they played off each other really well. And then it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to do something. You know, we're going to have her, whatever, breathe the gas or whatever to make her older.
Right.
So they aged her up, and there was like one or two episodes where she was really cool. And then they basically turned her into like a ridiculous sidekick goon person that does nothing but like, you know, do silly things and get in the way.
Well, now she just came back, right?
Yeah.
But see, I forgot about the gas part. I just assumed it was like, well, the gas part, yes. But like, I just assumed like plants grow quickly. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, like, no, I know. I know what you mean, but it was just weird.
Yeah, I know. It is weird, but that's how I took it, as like she ages just like a plant would age or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And then once they get her to this point, like sped up to where they want her, then we'll get the aging repellent out of the bat belt or whatever. You know what I mean? To keep her in the same age.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's all I got, though, really.
Yeah, I don't have anything else either. So, thank you for listening to our listener question fueled episode. If you would like to tweet to me directly, you can get me at Aaron S. Bell.
You can get me at Rombar316.
You can tweet the show at DC_absolute. And you can find us, or if you haven't found us already, then how are you listening? But either way, you can find us on nerdylegion.com. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. Listener questions in the evening. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com. Totally confused. Shut up. I hate you. Forget it. Podcast over. Shut up. You're not my real dad.